Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Radio family, happy weekend. It's good to be back, and this is the favorite part of being a host of a public affairs show, to not only welcome you to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations, but in the continuation of engaging in fabulous conversation with fabulous members of our Community Focus family. We are adding our newest member, who is no longer a newbie, especially once I introduce her to you, radio family. She serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. So Phyllis Caldwell-George, see how easy that newbie title got removed. Good morning, family, and welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So glad to have you on board, because obviously this conversation is going to be about finances with an institution known as Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. And this will be really a great conversation piece for us, Phyllis, and we were just discussing this before we actually came on board with the program. Particularly in the course of our conversation, I wanted to discuss with you the particulars of really the financial mindset of us as members of communities, with our families, whether we're single individuals, whether we're parents or grandparents. How do we really set the mold for making necessary changes in our everyday financial dealings, whether it's for, with savings, paying for schooling such as college and things of that nature, retirement, expenses, everyday expenses, because everything obviously is on the rise. Food, gas, you name it. So I'm really looking forward for all of us as a radio family, Phyllis, with you today talking with us to really get the financial education that a lot of us may need. And even though if we are good with our finances, how can we be better? And if we're not so good, what is the right? And I like how the company is called Financial Pathways. You will put us on the right path financially.
On the right path,
absolutely. I love it. So, my dear, let's get this great conversation underway. Obviously, tell us a little about Financial Pathways of the Piedmont and particularly its mission.
Right. So Financial Pathways of the Piedmont has actually been in the community since 1972. A lot of people know us by our former name, which is Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Forsyth County.
Yes.
And so, you know, since then, the organization was actually formed because of the number of bankruptcy filings that existed in our community back then. And so, like, right now, a lot of people get together and sort of determine, you know, what our community needs. And so that's exactly what happened. Community members got together, identified that we had a need and said, okay, we need to have a program or a service to be able to help clients to navigate through that particular process. Well, we've grown to be much more than just an organization that helps clients with bankruptcy filing. The core of our mission is really about improving the financial health and well-being of our community. And so our programs and services are aligned with that. You know, we counsel clients that are actually in financial crisis, and then we actually coach people on how to improve their financial well-being, and then we actually improve the overall financial health of our community through our individual and family coaching and services.
Excellent. Now, Phyllis, how long have you served in the role as president and CEO?
So I I have been with the organization since 1998 myself. I will be celebrating my 25th year anniversary in June. However, I've been president and CEO since 2019. And so I have served in a number of capacities within the organization. This organization has my heart, and I will be here until they have me. And so, you know, it's everything that aligns with my personal passion and mission, this agency and this organization does. So I am happy to serve in this leadership role.
Beautiful. And I hear the love for what you do and the passion for what you do in your voice in helping members of the community. And you are, and I just love your bubbly personality, Phyllis, because you sound like the type of person that when you get up every morning and you get ready to head to the office, you look forward to doing what you're doing.
I do. It doesn't feel like work to me. This is my career.
Right.
But I know that everything that we're doing on a daily basis has a personal impact for families and individuals.
Absolutely.
So coming into work does not seem like work at all.
Right.
Even within the organization, we're like family. I really try to make sure that we have a culture that is familiar because we know that people have lives outside of work. But everyone that actually works within this organization sounds just like me.
Excellent.
And is excited about what we do.
Wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to ask, in addition to if someone wanted to get in contact with you, which we'll share a little later in our conversation, all the pertinent and important contact information, how many are on your staff to help members of the community?
Right. So we have a staff of 20 and with a number of levels of expertise and service in the community.
Wonderful. So let me ask, next obvious question, what are some of the key programs that Financial Pathways offers to help either individuals and or families improve their overall financial well-being?
Sure. Just a little bit more about who we are. So, you know, I've talked about our mission, about helping people build their financial well-being. And so Financial Pathways of the Piedmont is actually a United Way agency. We're also a members of what's called the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. We're a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Our staff has certification in both credit and housing counseling. We also are certified in student loan counseling as well. And so the way that we're able to meet the mission is by our programs and services. Because we are a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, that means that we offer a comprehensive housing counseling program. And so what does that mean? So we're able to help individuals who are dealing with default delinquency if they are in jeopardy of losing their home. So we also do foreclosure prevention counseling. We also help individuals with pre-purchase counseling. We have actually a Center for Home Ownership that actually helps individuals and families who are interested in purchasing a home navigate through the home buying process. We're also able to help renters, and that means if they're dealing with landlord-tenant issues, if they're going from now we want to rent a home to own a home, we can help them with that particular transition. We also help those individuals who need, as homeowners, financial management. We provide financial education as a part of that. We offer a home buy education workshop that's twice a month. It is an eight-hour course, but we also offer that on Saturdays and during the week. We are also helping individuals who perhaps are seniors and having to navigate through that process as well. We have what's called a senior financial care program. So we help them with their monthly bill pay and their bank reconciliation. And we do what's called a benefits checkup with every senior that comes in. Because oftentimes it's not a matter of, you know, where my benefits are, but not knowing what those benefits are. So we help those seniors to actually identify every single benefit that they're eligible for and then connect them with those particular resources. As a result of that, we also are able to, you know, help them to age in place. Seniors, perhaps, unfortunately, they may become victims of fraud, financial abuse, and sometimes that exploitation comes within family members. So we serve as that outside resource that they're able to rely on for that bill pay on a monthly basis. But while we're there, we're also doing a checkup. We're making sure that those seniors have food. We're also making sure that, you know, they get a lot of mail. So we're making sure that there are no scams and no frauds while we're in the home. A lot of times we can do, you know, our work outside of the home, but our seniors call for us to come in. It may be the only person they see in a month. And so we're just able to sit down with them, go over their bills, making sure that they understand and know where their money is. It's their funds, but we're just helping them to age in place. The foundation of our work is always budget and credit counseling. Mm-hmm. So someone can come into our office. We can help them to develop a spending plan. But also the main service is like, you know, we want to know how to improve our credit so we can help individuals navigate through that process as well. Credit is one of those things that is least understood, but we have counselors that are certified in those areas and help people to navigate through that. How can I improve my credit score? How can I increase my credit score? You know, how do I go about paying off collections, or if something has impacted my credit in a negative way, how do I help to navigate through that? And we're also that trusted resource because, you know, I know that people have seen the signs on the street was like, you pay $99 or $299 and we'll improve your credit.
Right.
Well, those are things that you can do for yourself. We just help you to navigate through that process. We also are able to help individuals, say if they are strapped with a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually help them with what's called a debt management plan, where they're able to consolidate some of those debts and make one monthly payment. We also provide a lot of financial education in our community, working with employers, working with other nonprofits. Right now, the financial well-being of our community is critical. And so even employers are recognizing that the financial health of their employees could actually impact their productivity, because when you are concerned about money, it impacts you in many ways.
Absolutely.
It's like the social determinants of health. You know, they say that blood pressure rises when you are in financial distress. We know that to be true. And so there are so many things that are tied to that in so many ways that we actually are able to help our community. We also have what's called a representative payee program. That's where we service the fiscal agent to some of the most vulnerable citizens in our community. They have actually been deemed by Social Security as not being able to handle their own finances, so we're ensuring that their rents and utilities are paid. We're also making sure that they have their personal funds. And those funds come into our office, and we send those right back out into our community. Those are some vulnerable citizens. They may be dealing with mental health challenges. Mm-hmm. They may have some other disabilities. And so we serve as their payee. And oftentimes, it's like we're their bank. Right. And so we have to be here and available to them and making sure that they are financially well. And so that is all of who we are and what we do. But we've had some great, great programs in terms of home ownership. We're able to provide up to $50,000 in down payment assistance. We have clients that have gone through our programs. The Center for Home Ownership has mm-hmm. been in existence since 2002. As a result of that, we've helped over 2,000 community members become successful homeowners. And right now with the market rates with homes, we're mm-hmm. able to help fill that gap between what they can afford and what the market rate is. So we're very proud of that, and that's one of the programs that is most dear to my heart, because it's really about asset building, because
mm-hmm.
when you own a home, that really makes a great difference.
Absolutely. Phyllis, one word comes to mind in that beautiful job that you did in breaking down all of your programs. And the first word that comes to my mind is wow. Talk about an incredible organization such as Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. Because what these at least six programs, if I'm counting correctly,
mm-hmm.
do or say to me personally is that it fits specifically to an individual's needs. Whether
right.
you're a homeowner, whether you're a senior, whether you need budget or credit counseling, whether you are having an issue with debt, what you can do to be financially educated, and definitely mm-hmm. the RPP program. I mean, these are specifically catered to what is probably an individual's specific needs. And I love how you broke that down, because you may have an individual listening to this program that says, you know what, I fit this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont have these programs to help me, to help my family. And that's
mm-hmm.
really amazing to me. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes. One of the things that I did fail to mention is that currently we have another program that is actually able to assist individuals who may be default or delinquent on their mortgage or their rent. Okay. It's called the Rent Utility and Mortgage Assistance Program. So we can pay up to 6 months of rent and utilities, water bills, Duke Energy bills, gas bills, and also either rent or mortgage. And you know, it has to be something that is, you know, directly tied or related to COVID. But oftentimes people who during the pandemic, if there's something happened with them, they were displaced, they were out of job.
Right.
The only thing that we do know is that once there is a financial crisis, it is long running and it takes a long time to overcome situations. And it takes careful planning and budgeting and spending to get back on track. And but oftentimes people just need a little extra help to get them together. And so we're able to assist in that particular way.
Absolutely. And what this also says to me, Phyllis, and what I appreciate you and your staff, and of course serving as president and CEO, is that you help us put together a blueprint for this. And it's a step-by-step process. You know,
it is.
And I just love the fact that you help the community in so many ways. And I'm especially glad that we have a part two to this great, wonderful conversation that I'm sure is not only educating our radio family, but is definitely empowering us when it comes to finances. So, Phyllis, will you stick around and talk with me a little bit more about the great services that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont provides? Thank you so much, my dear. And thank you, radio family, for your wonderful company. Indeed, this conversation will definitely continue. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back after this break. Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome once again our public affairs program, Community Focus, heard here on our Odyssey stations. And another fine weekend indeed to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. I always enjoy this time of the morning, as you can likely tell from the sound of my voice, the excitement of being engaged in great conversation. The newest member of our Community Focus family serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont, Phyllis Caldwell George. Again, good morning to you, my dear, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, good morning.
Let me, for starters, share for those who may not have been with us before we got on the air with the program that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont has been a staple in the community since 1972. I was born in the 70s, so it's been around as long as I have. I love that. You have really wonderful programs and services that are focused on improving the financial well-being of the community. And, of course, that will be our conversation. And I do want to apologize. I have a slight cough that wants to try to interfere with our conversation. But we're going to keep it rolling. But the important thing is you counsel clients in financial crisis. You coach people on how to improve their financial well-being, and you improve the overall financial health of communities through individual as well as family coaching. And I kind of wanted to do basically a recap of some of these great programs. Let's do a breakdown on this. I wanted to start with housing because I think that is so key. I don't know if you noticed this, but it seems like a lot of new neighborhoods are up and coming, in which houses are being built, communities, new communities in particular, are being formed. And a lot of people who typically are wanting to become first-time homeowners and home buyers are finding themselves in a situation where they're going from renting to owning property. So what do they do financially to get on that track? And what I love about your program through housing is that you do offer a comprehensive counseling program, including everything from home buyer education to home ownership. How important is that, especially for someone who is in the process of buying their very first home, whether individually or for a family?
Right. Well, you know, I think that what's very important about the program is that, you know, it's really going to assist individuals and families in becoming mortgage ready.
Right.
You know, I don't know many people that can wake up today and say, okay, I want to buy a house and now I'm ready.
Exactly.
There is a process that you have to go through. And that process means that you have to be, you know, financially ready. That means that the credit score has to be a certain amount. You have to have the income. You have to have the debt to income ratios to actually be in line for that. And so we actually help individuals to become mortgage ready, and also helping them to educate them on the home buying process, because oftentimes the clients that come into our office are first generation homeowners. Mm-hmm. No one has owned a home before. And so that can be a daunting process.
Absolutely.
To be able to help to navigate through that. And so we're just here to show them, shepherd them through that process, helping them to become mortgage ready. So when someone comes into our office and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing we're going to do is take a look at their debt, take a look at their income, take a look at their credit, because that's what the lender is going to look at, right?
Exactly.
And so we're going to do a financial analysis, and then we're going to tell them everything that they need to do. Everyone that comes into our office gets an action plan. That action plan details everything that they need to do to become financially well. So if it's home ownership, we're going to make sure that they know exactly the steps that they need to do to improve their credit, to save for their down payment, to make sure that their bills are paid on time. We're going to tell them all the keys and what they may think are secrets about home ownership. We're going to make sure they know those. And then we have the home buy education workshop that goes through the entire process of purchasing a home, from shopping for a home to working with a real estate agent to working with a lender to the closing process, what that looks like and what's involved. What's involved in the principal, the interest, the taxes, and insurance? What's private mortgage insurance? We'd go through all those things. And then we also bring in industry professionals so that they have interaction with that mortgage lender, with that real estate attorney, with that real estate agent, so they know exactly what those roles are for those individuals and how they're going to help them through that process. Most people, you know, if you're going out, you're looking for a home, we all do the Sunday drive, and we're out looking at the neighborhood. And so if you have an agent that's working for you, they can help match you with homes that are, you know, in your price range, making sure that you have the best deal and offer available if you want to put in an offer to purchase. So just helping individuals so that they understand that is important. But not only that, we also, on the back end, we offer a home maintenance workshop. So now I'm a homeowner. I need to know that I can't call the landlord anymore. They're not going to come and repair anything.
Exactly.
You are the landlord.
Right.
So we're offering that particular home maintenance class so they know how to maintain their property.
Exactly.
The action plan that everybody gets is really tailored to their individual situation. And whatever the client indicates they want to do, if someone says, okay, I want to just be able to save, then we're just going to coach them on that. And that's fine. If someone comes in and say, okay, you know, I have some credit challenges, I want to improve my credit score, we're going to do that. So everything is individualized and based on what that family wants or what those family needs are.
I love that, Phyllis, because, well, two things. One, I appreciate the fact that you also partner with the financial institution. So whether you have a bank or you have a credit union, you will help us in partnering with those financial institutions to ensure that buyers are ready and prepared for home ownership. And again, as I mentioned in our earlier conversation, for those who may not have been with us, how we talk about this being the starting blueprint and the step-by-step process to make that home ownership a reality. Because I think about, as you said, for those who are possibly buying or wanting to buy their home for the first time, this is soon to be graduation season. And I particularly think about college seniors that before, you know, whether they've got that dream job or they just have a job and are happy to have a job, because of course the next obvious step is, you know, I want to take this degree and I want to better myself. I want to have a career. And with most up and coming millennials, I think the one thing on that checklist is to be a homeowner. And how wonderful that is to have a young 20 something individual be able to be in their first home at such a young age. Yeah, I love it too. I love it too. So I'm hoping that for all the graduating seniors who are listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus are taking note. Now, another major program that I really like that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont provides is the Senior Financial Care. I have a soft spot for seniors because I think for the majority of us who are listening, we were raised by a grandparent in addition to a parent or parents. And I think our seniors are not only the wisest, because as the old adage or expression goes, been there, done that. That's wisdom attached with an individual who's been around, who is seasoned. I don't like to use the word old per se. I don't want to say it's not necessarily a negative word, but I like to say, you know, when I ask an individual who is a senior to me, I generally ask, well, how many years young are you? That's what I prefer to say. And of course, everybody's a little bit different. But the thing about seniors, and sadly, when it comes to financial matters, they are one of the primary groups that are easily targeted, whether by means of scams, because they're not quite sure what's going on. And unfortunately, as we age, the brain has, unfortunately, the debility known as either dementia or Alzheimer's. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge. But you have programs that keep seniors financially savvy. And some who already are, because they've been accustomed to saving. I don't know about your family, and I'm only using mine as an example of this conversation, that there was a time when, number one, you had mainstream financial institutions who did not serve members of the community who were of color. And there were times where our banks were mattresses. Our banks were, you know, you put pennies in a jar or you save them in a place. And I know for the females, it used to be we tuck it in our brassiere or bra, whichever you prefer to call it. I mean, just kind of creative but necessary ways, because there weren't those banks or institutions that would take our money. And so we had to come up with creative ways to save. But I said all of this to get to the point of how you help seniors with bill pay. You help many with bank reconciliation. And you also have something known as benefits checkup.
And so, you know, our seniors are, you know, they're a little savvy.
Absolutely.
They're tech savvy.
Yes.
Our seniors are not our seniors of our day, like with my grandmother.
Exactly.
And so being tech savvy, and especially with the pandemic, that really, you know, brought to light a lot of things in terms of like the boyfriend scam. Our seniors are on Facebook. Our seniors can easily be taken advantage of. They have email. And so there is a lot of things that can happen. So our role is that, okay, we need a trusted financial advisor. And so we're dealing with the seniors' money. A lot of them are on fixed income. But there's another thing that happens when you go from, okay, I have been working, and so now I'm going into retirement. There is a process and a plan for that. And so a lot of seniors, if they haven't planned for that, then if there's a decrease in income, then we have to look at our expenses as well. So we're helping to navigate through that transition as well. But also, if you have seniors who they may not have, you know, family that is in town, and so we can actually help with paying, you know, making sure that they're all their bills. They may not want to go through the process. Okay, a lot of our seniors are still writing checks. A lot of our seniors still have money orders, and so we're able to help them with it. Whatever, however, and whenever how they want to pay their bills, will help helping them to navigate through those. Now, we have seniors that are set up with their online banking, but we can also, you know, we go into the home of that senior, and so we can say, okay, this is, we're making sure that all these bills are paid, and making sure that they know where their money is going. And then we're also able to see if there's any fraud or scam or things that are going on as a result of that. If they are on the phone and somebody calls and they give out their financial information over the phone, you know, sometimes perhaps we may have to be able to stop some of those transactions. And so it is so easy for not just for seniors to be taken advantage of financially, absolutely, but for anyone. If they don't have the savvy to be able to identify fraud and scams and when they happen. And then there's also, you know, identity theft can happen to anyone as well. So we're just there as that trusted financial advisor. Oftentimes the referrals that we get for our senior financial care program comes from other family members. Mm-hmm. It can come from the senior themselves. It can come from DSS because they have identified something that needs to happen or mm-hmm. support that needs to happen for that senior. So we're just there to make sure that they're financially well.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned all of that, Phyllis, because it was making me think, too, when you touched on this a little bit earlier in your comments. When we think about the financial mindset of individuals, and particularly those who are listening to our public affairs program, and let me take this opportunity to welcome those of you who may be joining us. Thank you, Radio Family, for your fine company. And of course, the company that joins me, Renee Vaughn. This is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. A wonderful member of our Community Focus family joins us, and Phyllis Caldwell George, who serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. And I promise you, we're going to share all the contact information with you, Radio Family. Just be patient with us. But the point I wanted to make was the financial mindset, I'm sure, has changed within the last 3 to 4 years mm-hmm. with how we may have been in that financial frame of mind before COVID, mm-hmm. when COVID was with us. And it still is, but we're yes. now considered to be in the post-COVID era. Mm-hmm. How for you as the president and CEO, how have you seen, if any, major financial changes, especially when it comes to decisions of what individuals are doing with their mm-hmm. money?
Yeah. You know, I've been with the agency for almost 25 years, so I have seen and heard the stories.
Yeah.
And the stories are always similar. They have something woven into them around, okay, here's my income and here are my expenses.
Right.
Well, we're all feeling the crunch from this economic crisis that we're in. Absolutely. With rising food and mm-hmm. gas prices. It yeah. doesn't matter, you know, what your income is. Right. You're feeling that particular pinch. Mm-hmm. And so it is important that, one, you know exactly where your money is going. That's mm-hmm. the first step.
Exactly.
Because if you're spending without a spending plan, which I stress so much, you have to have a spending plan. And a lot of people don't like the word budget. That's why I use the word spending plan. Mm-hmm. This is where my money is going to go right. this month. This is what is required of me. Making sure that those essential things are paid. And some people are having to make a choice between, do I get gas? Do I get food? Do I pay for daycare?
Absolutely.
Do I have transportation needs? And these are real life choices yeah. that people have to make on an everyday basis. And so, one, you may not have all the money to meet the end of the month. There are many people who don't.
Yeah.
Two, you still have to and need to know where your money is going and plan for that so that you know how what you need to do. So if we can't increase our income, what are some of the expenses can we actually increase? What are some of those things that I may be able to do to supplement my income? Mm-hmm. And so when we look at all those things for an individual, we're going to help them to come up with some of the options that perhaps they haven't even thought about, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And also planning for the future, because we can't, even though we may be in a situation where we are going from living from paycheck to paycheck, but let's try to see how can we still in that crisis mm-hmm. look to the future. Now, for us, we need to get the person out of the crisis. That's going to be our first line
exactly.
of defense, right?
Right.
Second, after we get them out of the crisis, and let's go upstream to make sure they have the education that they need so that they don't end in our office again. We want to put ourselves out of business. We don't want to have to be here, right?
Right.
Because that means that if everyone is financially well, our community is well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what I tell people all the time is that you can't financial education your way out of a crisis. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You have to meet the crisis first, and then let's go back and do the financial education. And then, you know, after you know where your money is going, And sometimes we tell people, go track it for 30 days mm-hmm. so that you know, let's go track your expenses for 30 days and see where, even if you go in the gas station, you go get gas, you go in the store, you buy a soda bag of chips, where is that going? You go buy lunch every day, where is that money going?
Right. You know, it's interesting you say that, and I appreciate you mentioning that because, and I'll use myself as an example or a guinea pig, however you want to look at it. But what I like, and I'm with a credit union, and the way it is set up that any electronic transactions, of course, that are done with my debit or credit card is automatically, you know, deducted from whatever my current balance has to be. So every time I go to the app on my phone, I can check to see, okay, this is what I spent for this particular day, this particular week, this particular month. I mean, I remember I was in a situation where I needed, and speaking of mortgage, I had, unfortunately, a situation in which I got behind for a month and I needed to get caught up. And they were kind enough to give me a spreadsheet of, you know, transaction records that went back as far as a year. And I was like, wow, it's nice to be able to see with your own eyes what's being done with your funds, with your finances. Right. And that way I can keep up so that when I get in contact with the mortgage company, I say, okay, this is why I missed that payment, and to get back on track. And so that's what I love about Financial Pathways of the Piedmont is that, you know, we can take that same information, share with you, and you can say, okay, here's what you need to do. And like you said, it's important to have a plan ahead of time. So that when you face these financial challenges, and this also made me think to Phyllis, and we'll get into this perhaps with the remaining minutes that we have on the program. I'm thinking currently, because obviously being in this line of work, news and information is something that I keep up with on a daily basis. And I was thinking about when we were talking about your great programs, such as housing and senior care and budget and credit counseling, and you have debt management and financial education and a wonderful program called Representative Payee Program. One of the biggest news stories currently is what's taking place down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Many people have likely heard, whether on social media or listening to the radio or on television, 25 inches of rain has fallen in one area. Now imagine what damage that can do to both residential and commercial property. And here, whether you're dealing with a pandemic or you're dealing with natural disasters, that too is having an impact on your finances. Because you may have to make major repairs to your home. You may be in a situation in which you own or have a home that has no flood insurance. Because many houses are built around areas that are designated as flood zones. And so just so many case scenarios. And again, I really appreciate that we're having this conversation, because the next important question I wanted to ask you and to have you elaborate on, why is a financial checkup so important, and what exactly does that involve?
Listen, this is one of the things that I try to practice. This is one of the things that I preach is that, listen, every year they tell us to go to the doctor to get a physical. To see how well we are. And the doctor does his whole checkup. So why not get a financial health checkup on an annual basis as well? That financial checkup is going to, you know, identify exactly where you're spending, just like we talked about, where your money is going. It's going to take a look at your credit, take a look at your debt, and then help you to develop a plan so that you can even increase your financial well-being. And so that is all the things that need to be done to help you determine, you know, how is your, how are you using your credit? What's being reported to the credit bureau? We tell people to go take a look at their credit report every 6 months to make sure there is no fraud or identity theft, to make sure they know how things are being reported in their credit report. And so we're going to take a look at all those things, your budget, your income, your debt, your credit report, and determine how you are doing financially. And so we're, then after that, we're going to take steps to help you to improve your financial well-being, because everyone needs and deserves to be financially well. So, yes. And, you know, checking in on your finances, sitting down with your money, having a financial date, once a month with you, your spouse, or whoever, to take a look at where you are and how you're spending your money is so very important. Because Renee, I check my account every day.
Yes, same here.
When I wake up in the morning,
right.
When I open up my email messages before I go into the office, mm-hmm. The other thing is that I go into my bank account and see where my money is going.
Exactly.
And making sure that everything that, you know, if I've had any transactions, so I look at that every single day.
Right.
Nothing gets past me.
Exactly. And Phyllis, that's part of making that plan or having a plan in place. But mm-hmm. as I'm listening to you share this excellent information, my dear, and thank you so much, is we have all heard the old saying, you know, we work hard for X number of years for our money. Now is the time to make our money work for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially as we age, especially as we are likely in a position in which we are entering our retirement years. Some of us are in the process of starting families.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are other individuals that will be involved. Some of us are sending our kids off to college, as we talked about earlier, and in other ways with which we want to support ourselves financially. Again, back to buying our first home, even perhaps buying our first car. I mean, it seems everything in life relates mm-hmm. to something in which we have to make major and or important financial decisions.
Right.
I tell you, time always flies when we are having such great conversation. So no better way I can think of to, and I don't want to use the word end this conversation, because let me officially say, as our newest member of our Community Focused family, you welcome back anytime, Miss Phyllis
okay.
Caldwell George.
So
let
I'll
me
be back.
Thank yes, you will, and I appreciate you with that. So we have it on record right here on
okay.
Community Focus. Of course, the obvious final question of our great conversation, how can people get involved in Financial Pathways, either as a client or even as a supporter?
Yes, so they can go to our website, financialpaths.org. They can contact us at our office, which is 336-896-1191. And they can even email us and schedule an appointment directly from the website. That email address is info@financialpaths.org. On our website, we have all of our home buy education classes. We have all of our community workshops. That's one of the things I failed to say, is that we offer a free community workshop on a monthly basis. So people can go there and register for that. And if you are looking to be a supporter of everything that we do, we are a nonprofit agency. We do work on donations, and so they can actually make a donation online to our organization if they're willing and want to support the work that we do. And everything is on our website.
Excellent. And I do believe that individuals can engage with you via social media,
yes,
whether on Facebook, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
or LinkedIn. And I wanted to emphasize that, Phyllis, because with this public affairs show, I know the age range runs the gamut.
Yes.
From young ones and millennials who I don't think are on Facebook as much as us older ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're more on Instagram, particularly
yes.
TikTok. Before
yes,
us,
they
look,
are.
For us seasoned seniors who are still
yes.
on Facebook and Instagram
yes.
and LinkedIn, that's Radio Family where you can
mm-hmm.
find us. So it's great that you are reaching out to various age groups. So this isn't just particular or specific to one group of individuals. This is open to everybody. Well, Phyllis Caldwell George, again, welcome to the Community Focus family, my dear.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, and thank you for sharing such wonderful and needed knowledge. I really appreciate that. And that's the one thing, Radio Family, that really makes me proud as a radio host, to have shows such as this that really do share the knowledge and information. And any and everything that you have heard, please pass along to those who may not have been able to be with us, mm-hmm. particularly the contact information. So on behalf of Phyllis Caldwell George and our Odyssey Radio family, thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone, please enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. And from me, Renee Vaughn, no goodbyes. Just until next time, everyone take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Radio family, happy weekend. It's good to be back. And this is the favorite part of being a host of a public affairs show, to not only welcome you to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations, but in the continuation of engaging in fabulous conversation with fabulous members of our Community Focus family. We are adding our newest member, who is no longer a newbie, especially once I introduce her to you, radio family. She serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. So Phyllis Caldwell George, see how easy that newbie title got removed? Good morning, family, and welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So glad to have you on board, because obviously this conversation is going to be about finances with an institution known as Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. And this will be really a great conversation piece for us, Phyllis. And we were just discussing this before we actually came on board with the program. Particularly in the course of our conversation, I wanted to discuss with you the particulars of really the financial mindset of us as members of communities, with our families, whether we're single individuals, whether we're parents or grandparents, how do we really set the mold for making necessary changes in our everyday financial dealings, whether it's for, with savings, paying for schooling such as college and things of that nature, retirement, expenses, everyday expenses, because everything obviously is on the rise. Food, gas, you name it. So I'm really looking forward for all of us as a radio family, Phyllis, with you today talking with us to really get the financial education that a lot of us may need. And even though if we are good with our finances, how can we be better? And if we're not so good, what is the right? And I like how the company is called Financial Pathways. You will put us on the right path financially.
On the right path, yes.
Absolutely. I love it. So, my dear, let's get this great conversation underway. Obviously, tell us a little about Financial Pathways of the Piedmont and particularly its mission.
Right. So Financial Pathways of the Piedmont has actually been in the community since 1972. A lot of people know us by our former name, which is Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Forsyth County.
Yes.
And so, you know, since then, the organization was actually formed because of the number of bankruptcy filings that existed in our community back then. And so, like right now, a lot of people get together and sort of determine, you know, what our community needs. And so that's exactly what happened. Community members got together, identified that we had a need and said, okay, we need to have a program or a service to be able to help clients to navigate through that particular process. Well, we've grown to be much more than just an organization that helps clients with bankruptcy filing. The core of our mission is really about improving the financial health and well-being of our community. And so our programs and services are aligned with that. Mm-hmm. You know, we counsel clients that are actually in financial crisis, and then we actually coach people on how to improve their financial well-being, and then we actually improve the overall financial health of our community through our individual and family coaching and services.
Excellent. Now, Phyllis, how long have you served in the role as president and CEO?
So I have been with the organization since 1998 myself. I will be celebrating my 25th year anniversary in June. However, I've been president and CEO since 2019. And so I have served in a number of capacities within the organization. This organization has my heart, and I will be here until they have me. And so, you know, it's everything that aligns with my personal passion and mission, this agency and this organization does. So I am happy to serve in this leadership role.
Beautiful. And I hear the love for what you do and the passion for what you do in your voice, mm-hmm. in helping members of the community. And you are, and I just love your bubbly personality, Phyllis, because you sound like the type of person that when you get up every morning and you get ready to head to the office, you look forward to doing what you're doing.
I do. It doesn't feel like work to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Radio family, happy weekend. It's good to be back. And this is the favorite part of being a host of a public affairs show, to not only welcome you to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations, but in the continuation of engaging in fabulous conversation with fabulous members of our Community Focus family. We are adding our newest member, who is no longer a newbie, especially once I introduce her to you, radio family. She serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. So Phyllis Caldwell George, see how easy that newbie title got removed? Good morning, family, and welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So glad to have you on board because obviously this conversation is going to be about finances with an institution known as Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. And this will be really a great conversation piece for us, Phyllis. And we were just discussing this before we actually came on board with the program. Particularly in the course of our conversation, I wanted to discuss with you the particulars of really the financial mindset of us as members of communities, with our families, whether we're single individuals, whether we're parents or grandparents, how do we really set the mold for making necessary changes in our everyday financial dealings, whether it's for, with savings, paying for schooling, such as college, and things of that nature, retirement, expenses, everyday expenses, because everything obviously is on the rise. Food, gas, you name it. So I'm really looking forward to, for all of us as a radio family, Phyllis, with you today talking with us to really get the financial education that a lot of us may need. And even though if we are good with our finances, how can we be better? And if we're not so good, what is the right? And I like how the company is called Financial Pathways. You will put us on the right path financially.
On the right path,
absolutely. I love it. So, my dear, let's get this great conversation underway. Obviously, tell us a little about Financial Pathways of the Piedmont and particularly its mission.
Right. So Financial Pathways of the Piedmont has actually been in the community since 1972. A lot of people know us by our former name, which is Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Forsyth County. And so, you know, since then, the organization was actually formed because of the number of bankruptcy filings that existed in our community back then. And so, like right now, a lot of people get together and sort of determine, you know, what our community needs. And so that's exactly what happened. Community members got together, identified that we had a need and said, okay, we need to have a program or a service to be able to help clients to navigate through that particular process. Well, we've grown to be much more than just an organization that helps clients with bankruptcy filing. The core of our mission is really about improving the financial health and well-being of our community. And so our programs and services are aligned with that. You know, we counsel clients that are actually in financial crisis, and then we actually coach people on how to improve their financial well-being, and then we actually improve the overall financial health of our community through our individual and family coaching and services.
Excellent. Now, Phyllis, how long have you served in the role as president and CEO?
So I have been with the organization since 1998 myself. I will be celebrating my 25th year anniversary in June. However, I've been president and CEO since 2019. And so I have served in a number of capacities within the organization. This organization has my heart, and I will be here until they have me. And so, you know, it's everything that aligns with my personal passion and mission, this agency and this organization does. So I am happy to serve in this leadership role.
Beautiful. And I hear the love for what you do and the passion for what you do in your voice in helping members of the community. And you are, and I just love your bubbly personality, Phyllis, because you sound like the type of person that when you get up every morning and you get ready to head to the office, you look forward to doing what you're doing.
I do. It doesn't feel like work to me. This is my career. But I know that everything that we're doing on a daily basis has a personal impact for families and individuals.
Absolutely.
So coming into work does not seem like work at all.
Right.
Even within the organization, we're like family. I really try to make sure that we have a culture that is familiar because we know that people have lives outside of work. But everyone that actually works within this organization sounds just like me.
Excellent.
And is excited about what we do.
Wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to ask, in addition to if someone wanted to get in contact with you, which we'll share a little later in our conversation, all the pertinent and important contact information, how many are on your staff to help members of the community?
Right. So we have a staff of 20 and with a number of levels of expertise and service in the community.
Wonderful. So let me ask, next obvious question, what are some of the key programs that Financial Pathways offers to help either individuals and or families improve their overall financial well-being?
Sure, just a little bit more about who we are. So, you know, I've talked about our mission, about helping people build their financial well-being. And so Financial Pathways of the Piedmont is actually a United Way agency. Mm-hmm. We're also a members of what's called the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. We're a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Our staff has certification in both credit and housing counseling. We also are certified in student loan counseling as well. And so the way that we're able to meet the mission is by our programs and services. Because we are a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, that means that we offer a comprehensive housing counseling program. And so what does that mean? So we're able to help individuals who are dealing with default delinquency, mm-hmm. if they are in jeopardy of losing their home. So we also do foreclosure prevention counseling. We also help individuals with pre-purchase counseling. We have actually a center for home ownership that actually helps individuals and families who are interested in purchasing a home navigate through the home buying process. We're also able to help renters, and that means if they're dealing with landlord-tenant issues, if they're going from now we want to rent a home to own a home, we can help them with that particular transition. We also help those individuals who need, as homeowners, financial management. We provide financial education as a part of that. We offer a home buy education workshop that's twice a month. It is an 8-hour course, but we also offer that on Saturdays and during the week. We are also helping individuals who perhaps are seniors and having to navigate through that process as well. We have what's called a senior financial care program. So we help them with their monthly bill pay and their bank reconciliation. And we do what's called a benefits checkup with every senior that comes in, because oftentimes it's not a matter of, you know, where my benefits are, but not knowing what those benefits are. So we help those seniors to actually identify every single benefit that they're eligible for, and then connect them with those particular resources. As a result of that, we also are able to, you know, help them to age in place. Mm-hmm. Seniors, perhaps, unfortunately, they may become victims of fraud, financial abuse, and sometimes that exploitation comes within family members. So we serve as that outside resource that they're able to rely on for that bill pay on a monthly basis. But while we're there, we're also doing a checkup. We're making sure that those seniors have food. We're also making sure that, you know, they get a lot of mail. So we're making sure that there are no scams and no frauds while we're in the home. A lot of times we can do, you know, our work outside of the home, but our seniors call for us to come in. It may be the only person they see in a month. And so we're just able to sit down with them, go over their bills, making sure that they understand and know where their money is. It's their funds, but we're just helping them to age in place. The foundation of our work is always budget and credit counseling. Mm-hmm. So someone can come into our office, we can help them to develop a spending plan. But also the main service is like, you know, we want to know how to improve our credit so we can help individuals navigate through that process as well. Credit is one of those things that is least understood, but we have counselors that are certified in those areas and help people to navigate through that. How can I improve my credit score? How can I increase my credit score? You know, how do I go about paying off collections, or if something has impacted my credit in a negative way, how do I help to navigate through that? And we're also that trusted resource because, you know, I know that people have seen the signs on the street was like, you paid $99 or $299 and we'll improve your credit. Right. Well, those are things that you can do for yourself. We just help you to navigate through that process. We also are able to help individuals, say if they are strapped with a lot of debt. Mm-hmm. We can actually help them with what's called a debt management plan, where they're able to consolidate some of those debts and make one monthly payment. We also provide a lot of financial education in our community, working with employers, working with other nonprofits. Right now, the financial well-being of our community is critical. And so even employers are recognizing that the financial health of their employees could actually impact their productivity, because when you are concerned about money, it impacts you in many ways. Absolutely. It's like the social determinants of health. You know, they say that blood pressure rises when you are in financial distress. We know that to be true. And so there are so many things that are tied to that and so many ways that we actually are able to help our community. We also have what's called a representative payee program. That's where we serve as the fiscal agent to some of the most vulnerable citizens in our community. They have actually been deemed by Social Security as not being able to handle their own finances, so we're ensuring that their rents and utilities are paid. We're also making sure that they have their personal funds, and those funds come into our office, and we send those right back out into our community. Those are some vulnerable citizens. They may be dealing with mental health challenges. Mm-hmm. They may have some other disabilities, and so we serve as their payee, and oftentimes it's like we're their bank, and so we have to be here and available to them and making sure that they are financially well. And so that is all of who we are and what we do. But we've had some great, great programs in terms of home ownership. We're able to provide up to $50,000 in down payment assistance. We have clients that have gone through our programs. The Center for Home Ownership has mm-hmm. been in existence since 2002. As a result of that, we've helped over 2,000 community members become successful homeowners. And right now with the market rates with homes, we're mm-hmm. able to help fill that gap between what they can afford and what the market rate is. So we're very proud of that, and that's one of the programs that is most dear to my heart because it's really about asset building. Because mm-hmm. when you own a home, that really makes a great difference.
Absolutely. Phyllis, one word comes to mind in that beautiful job that you did in breaking down all of your programs. And the first word that comes to my mind is wow. Talk about an incredible organization such as Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. Because what these at least six programs, if I'm counting correctly, do or say to me personally is that it fits specifically to an individual's needs. Whether you're a homeowner, whether you're a senior, whether you need budget or credit counseling, whether you are having an issue with debt, what you can do to be financially educated, and definitely the RPP program. I mean, these are specifically catered to what is probably an individual's specific needs. And I love how you broke that down, because you may have an individual listening to this program that says, you know what, I fit this situation. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont have these programs to help me, to help my family. And that's really amazing to me. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes. One of the things that I did fail to mention is that currently we have another program that is actually able to assist individuals who may be default or delinquent on their mortgage or their rent. Okay. It's called the Rent Utility and Mortgage Assistance Program. So we can pay up to 6 months of rent and utilities, water bills, Duke Energy bills, gas bills, and also either rent or mortgage. And you know, it has to be something that is, you know, directly tied or related to COVID. But oftentimes people who, during the pandemic, if there's something happened with them, they were displaced, they were out of job. The only thing that we do know is that once there is a financial crisis, it is long running. And it takes a long time to overcome situations. And it takes careful planning and budgeting and spending to get back on track. And but oftentimes people just need a little extra help to get them together. And so we're able to assist in that particular way.
Absolutely. And what this also says to me, Phyllis, and what I appreciate you and your staff, and of course serving as president and CEO, is that you help us put together a blueprint for this. And it's a step-by-step process. You know,
it is.
And I just love the fact that you help the community in so many ways. And I'm especially glad that we have a part two to this great, wonderful conversation that I'm sure is not only educating our radio family, but is definitely empowering us when it comes to finances. So, Phyllis, will you stick around and talk with me a little bit more about the great services that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont provides? Thank you so much, my dear. And thank you, radio family, for your wonderful company. Indeed, this conversation will definitely continue. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back after this break. Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome once again our public affairs program, Community Focus, heard here on our Odyssey stations. And another fine weekend indeed to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. I always enjoy this time of the morning, as you can likely tell from the sound of my voice, the excitement of being engaged in great conversation. The newest member of our Community Focus family serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont, Phyllis Caldwell George. Again, good morning to you, my dear, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let me, for starters, share for those who may not have been with us before we got on the air with the program that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont has been a staple in the community since 1972. I was born in the 70s, so it's been around as long as I have. I love that. You have really wonderful programs and services that are focused on improving the financial well-being of the community. And, of course, that will be our conversation. And I do want to apologize. I have a slight cough that wants to try to interfere with our conversation. Yeah. We're going to keep it rolling. But the important thing is you counsel clients in financial crisis. You coach people on how to improve their financial well-being, and you improve the overall financial health of communities through individual as well as family coaching. And I kind of wanted to do basically a recap of some of these great programs. Let's do a breakdown on this. I wanted to start with housing because I think that is so key. I don't know if you noticed this, but it seems like a lot of new neighborhoods are up and coming in which houses are being built. Communities, new communities in particular, are being formed. And a lot of people who typically are wanting to become first-time homeowners and home buyers are finding themselves in a situation where they're going from renting to owning property. So what do they do financially to get on that track? And what I love about your program through housing is that you do offer a comprehensive counseling program, including everything from home buyer education to home ownership. How important is that, especially for someone who is in the process of buying their very first home, whether individually or for a family?
Well, you know, I think that what's very important about the program is that, you know, it's really going to assist individuals and families in becoming mortgage ready. You know, I don't know many people that can wake up today and say, okay, I want to buy a house and now I'm ready.
There is
a process that you have to go through. And that process means that you have to be, you know, financially ready. That means that the credit score has to be a certain amount. You have to have the income. You have to have the debt to income ratios to actually be in line for that. And so we actually help individuals to become mortgage ready, and also helping them to educate them on the home buying process, because oftentimes the clients that come into our office are first generation homeowners. No one has owned a home before, and so that can be a daunting process to be able to help to navigate through that. And so we're just here to show them, shepherd them through that process, helping them to become mortgage ready. So when someone comes into our office and say I want to buy a home, the first thing we're going to do is take a look at their debt, take a look at their income, take a look at their credit, because that's what the lender is going to look at, right? And so we're going to do a financial analysis, and then we're going to tell them everything that they need to do. Everyone that comes into our office gets an action plan. That action plan details everything that they need to do to become financially well. So if it's home ownership, we're going to make sure that they know exactly the steps that they need to do to improve their credit, to save for their down payment, to make sure that their bills are paid on time. We're going to tell them all the keys and what they may think are secrets about home ownership. We're going to make sure they know those. And then we have the home buy education workshop that goes through the entire process of purchasing a home, from shopping for a home to working with a real estate agent to working with a lender to the closing process, what that looks like and what's involved. What's involved in the principal, the interest, the taxes, and insurance? What's private mortgage insurance? We'd go through all those things. And then we also bring in industry professionals so that they have interaction with that mortgage lender, with that real estate attorney, with that real estate agent, so they know exactly what those roles are for those individuals and how they're going to help them through that process. Most people, you know, if you're going out, you're looking for a home, we all do the Sunday drive, and we're out looking at the neighborhood. And so if you have an agent that's working for you, they can help match you with homes that are, you know, in your price range, making sure that you have the best deal and offer available if you want to put in an offer to purchase. So just helping individuals so that they understand that is important. But not only that, we also, on the back end, we offer a home maintenance workshop. So now I'm a homeowner. I need to know that I can't call the landlord anymore. They're not going to come and repair anything. Exactly. You are the landlord.
Right.
So we're offering that particular home maintenance class so they know how to maintain their property.
Exactly.
And so, yes, the action plan that everybody gets is really tailored to their individual situation. And whatever the client indicates they want to do, if someone says, okay, I want to just be able to save, then we're just going to coach them on that. And that's fine. If someone comes in and say, okay, you know, I have some credit challenges, I want to improve my credit score, we're going to do that. So everything is individualized and based on what that family wants or what those family needs are.
I love that, Phyllis, because, well, two things. One, I appreciate the fact that you also partner with the financial institution. So whether you have a bank or you have a credit union, you will help us in partnering with those financial institutions to ensure that buyers are ready and prepared for home ownership. And again, as I mentioned in our earlier conversation, for those who may not have been with us, how we talk about this being the starting blueprint and the step-by-step process to make that home ownership a reality. Because I think about, as you said, for those who are possibly buying or wanting to buy their home for the first time, this is soon to be graduation season. And I particularly think about college seniors. That before, you know, whether they've got that dream job or they just have a job and are happy to have a job, because, of course, the next obvious step is, you know, I want to take this degree and I want to better myself. I want to have a career. And with most up and coming millennials, I think the one thing on that checklist is to be a homeowner. And how wonderful that is to have a young 20 something individual be able to be in their first home at such a young age. Yeah, I love it too. I love it too. So I'm hoping that for all the graduating seniors who are listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus are taking note. Now, another major program that I really like that Financial Pathways of the Piedmont provides is the Senior Financial Care. I have a soft spot for seniors because I think for the majority of us who are listening, we were raised by a grandparent in addition to a parent or parents. And I think our seniors are not only the wisest, because as the old adage or expression goes, been there, done that. That's wisdom attached with an individual who's been around, who is seasoned. I don't like to use the word old per se. I don't want to say it's not necessarily a negative word, but I like to say, you know, when I ask an individual who is a senior to me, I generally ask, well, how many years young are you? That's what I prefer to say. And of course, everybody's a little bit different. But the thing about seniors, and sadly, when it comes to financial matters, they are one of the primary groups that are easily targeted, whether by means of scams, because they're not quite sure what's going on. And unfortunately, as we age, the brain has, unfortunately, the debility known as either dementia or Alzheimer's. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge. But you have programs that keep seniors financially savvy. And some who already are, because they've been accustomed to saving.
Yes.
I don't know about your family, and I'm only using mine as an example of this conversation, that there was a time when, number one, you had mainstream financial institutions who did not serve members of the community who were of color. And there were times where our banks were mattresses. Our banks were, you know, you put pennies in a jar or you save them in a place. And I know for the females, it used to be we tuck it in our brassiere or bra, whichever you prefer to call it. I mean, just kind of creative but necessary ways, because there weren't those banks or institutions that would take our money. And so we had to come up with creative ways to save. But I said all of this to get to the point of how you help seniors with bill pay You help many with bank reconciliation, and you also have something known as benefits checkup.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our seniors are, you know, they're a little savvy.
They're
tech savvy.
Yes.
Our seniors are not our seniors of our day, like with my grandmother.
Exactly.
And so being tech savvy, and especially with the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
That really, you know, brought to light a lot of things in terms of like the boyfriend scam.
Right.
Our seniors are on Facebook. Our seniors can easily be taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. They have email, and so there is a lot of things that can happen. So our role is that, okay, we need a trusted financial advisor, and so we're dealing with the seniors' money. A lot of them are on fixed income,
mm-hmm.
But there's another thing that happens when you go from, okay, I have been working, and so now I'm going into retirement. There is a process and a plan for that, and so a lot of seniors, if they haven't planned for that, then if there's a decrease in income, then we have to look at our expenses as well. So we're helping to navigate through that transition as well. But also, if you have seniors who they may not have, you know, family that is in town, and
right.
so we can actually help with paying, you know, making sure that they're all their bills. They may not want to go through the process. Okay, a lot of our seniors are still writing checks. A lot of our seniors still mm-hmm. have money orders, and
right.
so we're able to help them with it. Whatever, however, and whenever how they want to pay their bills, will help helping them to navigate through those. Now, we have seniors that are set up with their online banking,
mm-hmm.
but we can also, you know, we go into the home of that senior, and so we can say, okay, we're making sure that all these bills are paid, and making sure that they know where their money is going. And then we're also able to see if there's any fraud or scam or things
right.
that are going on as a result of that. If they are on the phone and somebody calls and they give out their financial information mm-hmm. over the phone,
right.
you know, sometimes perhaps we may have to be able to stop some of those transactions. And so it is so easy for not just for seniors to be taken advantage of financially,
absolutely.
But
right.
for anyone,
mm-hmm.
if they don't have the savvy to be able to identify fraud and scams and when they happen. And then there's also, you know, identity theft can happen to anyone as
right.
well.
Right.
So we're just there as that trusted financial advisor. Oftentimes the referrals that we get for our senior financial care program comes from other family members.
Mm-hmm.
It can come from the senior themselves. It can come from DSS because they have identified something that needs to happen or mm-hmm. support that needs to happen for that senior. So we're just there to make sure that they're financially well.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned all of that, Phyllis, because it was making me think, too, when you touched on this a little bit earlier in your comments. When we think about the financial mindset of individuals, and particularly those who are listening to our public affairs program. And let me take this opportunity to welcome those of you who may be joining us. Thank you, Radio Family, for your fine company. And of course, the company that joins me, Renee Vaughn. This is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. A wonderful member of our Community Focus family joins us, and Phyllis Caldwell George, who serves as the president and CEO of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. And I promise you, we're going to share all the contact information with you, Radio Family. Just be patient with us. But the point I wanted to make was the financial mindset, I'm sure, has changed within the last 3 to 4 years
mm-hmm.
with how we may have been in that financial frame of mind before COVID,
mm-hmm.
when COVID was with us. And it still is, but we're
yes.
now considered to be in the post-COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
How for you as the president and CEO, how have you seen, if any, major financial changes, especially when it comes to decisions of what individuals are doing with their mm-hmm. money?
Yeah. You know, I've been with the agency for almost 25 years, so I have seen and heard the stories.
Yeah.
And the stories are always similar. They have something woven into them around, okay, here's my income and here are my expenses.
Right.
Well, we're all feeling the crunch from this economic crisis that we're in.
Absolutely.
With rising food and mm-hmm. gas prices.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, what your income is.
Right.
You're feeling that particular pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important that one, you know exactly where your money is going. That's the first step.
Exactly.
Because if you're spending without a spending plan, which I stress so much, you have to have a spending plan. And a lot of people don't like the word budget. That's why I use the word spending plan. Mm-hmm. This is where my money is going to go this month. This is what is required of me. Making sure that those essential things are paid. And some people are having to make a choice between, do I get gas? Do I get food? Do I pay for daycare?
Absolutely.
Do I have transportation needs? And these are real life choices that people have to make on an everyday basis. And so, one, you may not have all the money to meet the end of the month. There are many people who don't. Two, you still have to and need to know where your money is going and plan for that so that you know how what you need to do. So if we can't increase our income, what are some of the expenses can we actually increase? What are some of those things that I may be able to do to supplement my income? Mm-hmm. And so when we look at all those things for an individual, we're going to help them to come up with some of the options that perhaps they haven't even thought about, you know.
Yeah.
And also planning for the future, because we can't, even though we may be in a situation where we are going from living from paycheck to paycheck, but let's try to see how can we still in that crisis, look to the future. Now, for us, we need to get the person out of the crisis. That's going to be our first line
exactly.
of defense, right?
Right.
Second, after we get them out of the crisis, and let's go upstream to make sure they have the education that they need so that they don't end in our office again. We want to put ourselves out of business. We don't want to have to be here, right? Because that means that if everyone is financially well, our community is well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what I tell people all the time is that you can't financial education your way out of a crisis. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You have to meet the crisis first, and then let's go back and do the financial education. And then, you know, after you know where your money is going, and sometimes we tell people, go track it for 30 days so that you know. Let's go track your expenses for 30 days and see where, even if you go in the gas station, you go get gas, you go in the store, you buy a soda bag of chips, where is that going? You go buy lunch every day. Where is that money going?
Right. You know, it's interesting you say that, and I appreciate you mentioning that, because, and I'll use myself as an example or a guinea pig, however you want to look at it. But what I like, and I'm with a credit union, and the way it is set up, that any electronic transactions, of course, that are done with my debit or credit card is automatically, you know, deducted from whatever my current balance has to be. So every time I go to the app on my phone, I can check to see, okay, this is what I spent for this particular day, this particular week, this particular month. I mean, I remember I was in a situation where I needed, and speaking of mortgage, I had, unfortunately, a situation in which I got behind for a month and I needed to get caught up. And they were kind enough to give me a spreadsheet of, you know, transaction records that went back as far as a year. And I was like, wow, it's nice to be able to see with your own eyes what's being done with your funds, with your finances.
Right.
And that
right.
way I can keep up so that when I get in contact with the mortgage company, I say, okay, this is why I missed that payment, and to get back on track. And so that's what I love about Financial Pathways of the Piedmont, is that, you know, we can take that same information, share with you, and you can say, okay, here's what you need to do. And like you said, it's important to have a plan ahead of time so that when you face these financial challenges, and this also made me think to Phyllis, and we'll get into this perhaps with the remaining minutes that we have on the program. I'm thinking currently, because obviously being in this line of work, news and information is something that I keep up with on a daily basis. And I was thinking about when we were talking about your great programs, such as housing and senior care and budget and credit counseling, and you have debt management and financial education and a wonderful program called Representative Payee Program. One of the biggest news stories currently is what's taking place down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Many people have likely heard, whether on social media or listening to the radio or on television, 25 inches of rain has fallen in one area. Now, imagine what damage that can do to both residential and commercial property.
Right.
And here,
right.
whether you're dealing with a pandemic or you're dealing with natural disasters, that too is having an impact on your finances.
Right.
Because you may have to make major repairs to your home. You mm-hmm. may be in a situation in which you own or have a home that has no flood insurance.
Right.
Because many right. houses are built around areas that are designated as flood zones. And so mm-hmm. just so many case scenarios. And again, I really appreciate that we're having this conversation, because the next important question I wanted to ask you and to have you elaborate on, why is a financial checkup so important, and what exactly does that involve?
Listen, this is one of the things that I try to practice.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that I preach, mm-hmm. is that, listen, every year they tell us to go to the doctor to get a physical.
Right.
Right? To see how well we are. And the doctor does his whole checkup. So why not get a financial health checkup yeah. on an annual basis as well?
Excellent.
That financial checkup is going to, you know, identify exactly where you're spending, just like we talked about,
mm-hmm.
where your money is going. It's going to take a look at your credit, take a look at your debt, and then help you to develop a plan so that you can even increase your financial well-being. And so that is all the things that need to be done to help you determine, you know, how are you using your credit, what's being reported to the credit bureau. We tell people to go take a look at their credit report every 6 months to make sure there is no fraud or identity theft, to make sure they know how things are being reported in their credit report. And so we're going to take a look at all those things, your budget, your income, your debt, your credit report, and determine how you are doing financially. And so then after that, we're going to take steps to help you to improve your financial well-being, because everyone needs and deserves to be financially well. So, yes. And, you know, checking in on your finances, sitting down with your money,
right.
having a financial date once a month with you, your spouse, or whoever, to take a look at where you are and how you're spending your money is so very important. Because, Renee, I check my account every day.
Yes, same here.
When I wake up in the morning,
right.
when I open up my email messages before I go into the office, mm-hmm. the other thing is that I go into my bank account and see where my money is going.
Exactly.
It's making sure that everything that, you know, if I've had any transactions, so I look at that every single day.
Right.
Nothing gets past me.
Exactly. And Phyllis, that's part of making that plan or having a plan in place. But mm-hmm. as I'm listening to you share this excellent information, my dear, and thank you so much, is we have all heard the old saying, you know, we work hard for X number of years for our money. Now is the time to make our money work for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially as we age, especially as we are likely in a position in which we are entering our retirement years. Some of us are in the process of starting families. And
mm-hmm.
so there are other individuals that will be involved. Some of us are sending our kids off to college, as we talked about earlier, and in other ways with which we want to support ourselves financially. Again, back to buying our first home, even perhaps buying our first car. I mean, it seems everything in life relates mm-hmm. to something in which we have to make major and or important financial decisions. I tell
right.
you, time always flies when we are having such great conversation. So no better way I can think of to, and I don't want to use the word end this conversation, because let me officially say, as our newest member of our Community Focus family, you welcome back anytime, Miss Phyllis
okay.
Caldwell George.
So let I'll
me
be back.
Thank yes, you will, and I appreciate you with that. So we have it on record right here on
okay.
Community Focus. Of course, the obvious final question of our great conversation, how can people get involved in Financial Pathways, either as a client or even as a supporter?
Yes, so they can go to our website, financialpaths.org. They can contact us at our office, which is 336-896-1191. And they can even email us and schedule an appointment directly from the website. That email address is info@financialpaths.org. On our website, we have all of our home buy education classes. We have all of our community workshops. That's one of the things I failed to say, is that we offer a free community workshop on a monthly monthly basis. So people can go there and register for that. And if you are looking to be a supporter of everything that we do, we are a nonprofit agency. We do work on donations, and so they can actually make a donation online to our organization if they're willing and want to support the work that we do. And everything is on our website.
Excellent. And I do believe that individuals can engage with you via social media,
yes,
whether on Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. or LinkedIn. And I wanted to emphasize that, Phyllis, because with this public affairs show, I know the age range runs the gamut.
Yes.
From young ones and millennials who I don't think are on Facebook as much as us older ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're more on Instagram, particularly
yes.
TikTok. Before us, for us seasoned seniors who are still
yes.
on Facebook and Instagram
yes.
and LinkedIn. That's Radio Family where you can
mm-hmm.
find us. So it's great that you are reaching out to various age groups. So this isn't just particular or specific to one group of individuals. This is open to everybody. Well, Phyllis Caldwell George, again, welcome to the Community Focus family, my dear.
Thank you for having
you
me.
You are so welcome, and thank you for sharing such wonderful and needed knowledge. I really appreciate that. And that's the one thing, Radio Family, that really makes me proud as a radio host, to have shows such as this that really do share the knowledge and information. And any and everything that you have heard, please pass along to those who may not have been able to be with us, mm-hmm. particularly the contact information. So on behalf of Phyllis Caldwell George and our Odyssey Radio family, thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone, please enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. And from me, Renee Vaughn, no goodbyes. Just until next time, everyone take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.